A hot and fiery sun radiated down from a clear blue sky, which was littered with nothing but seagulls soaring above the soft rolling waves of Myrtle Beach. The beach, which seemed to stretch on infinitely into the distance, was packed with brightly colored beach equipment of every shade. Beat by the heat of the hot August day, I sluggishly followed my older sister down to the water's edge to cool off. At the time, I was a cheerful 5-year-old, whose cheeriness fell tremendously after a minimal physical exertion. After playing in the water for a bit, I began to develop a bit of an attitude, and as a result, was receiving the silent treatment from my 7-year-old sister. Fed up with being alienated, I decided to make my way back to my parents, stationed at the collection of beach chairs and towels. Only one thing prevented me from carrying out this plan. My parents were nowhere in sight. Alarmed, I turned to my sister and proclaimed that we were in trouble. Still receiving the silent treatment, my sister continued to ignore me and said nothing. If she was going to ignore me, I was going to go on my journey to find our parents by myself and leave her to be lost. So I took off alone down the beach in search of my parents. My eyes scanned the crowd of people as I proceeded down the beach, which seemed to land on no familiar faces. With each step I took down the beach, anxiety began to fill my brain. After a while, tears began to fall down my face, and I was a mess. Luckily, a blonde lady with her daughter, who was about my age, saw me shuffling past them with a face full of tears. The pair made their way towards me, and the mother explained that she was going to help me. I quickly jumped to the conclusion that by helping me, she meant that she was going to adopt me, and her daughter was going to become my new sister. While walking down the beach to the lifeguard stand, my head was no longer filled with anxiety, but instead filled with curiosity. I wondered what my new house would look like and if my new sister had cute clothes or not. My daydream was cut short as my mother came to hug me. My dramatic stroll down the beach had ended, and I found out that my parents had not actually been missing. I was just terrible at looking for things.